What's good, baby? It's your boy Kai Boogie. You know that I sweat. And I'm back with another banger, man. Back with another banger. First and foremost, I got to thank the man above for waking me up this morning. But man, has this been a crazy fucking week. And it just started. And it's been absolutely crazy. Sorry about the pause. I'm currently at work, but I felt the need to express my feelings because they're deep and I wanted to get this off my chest. But first and foremost, man, I'm very thankful that I was given the opportunity to wake up. Not everyone gets that, man. So if you did, clap for yourself and also thank the man above. But if you haven't seen it in the news, it's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy. And it's one of the saddest things I've personally experienced during my lifetime. Kobe, his daughter, and seven other people that were with him, they all passed away in the helicopter crash. And it's sad, man. It's honestly sad. It kind of wakes you up as a human. It shows you that life is fucking, it's real. This isn't a joke. You don't get a restart button. There's no cancellation. When your time is up, your time is up. And unfortunately, that's how this life will go. There's no running from it. There's no getting away from it. When a man above is ready for you to come see him, it's going to happen. And unfortunately, it was Kobe's time and those eight others who lost their lives. So rest in peace to everyone who lost their life in that entire situation. And my condolences to their family. Words don't really do much, honestly. Because no one knows what their families are going through. I feel it, and they're not even my family, so I can only imagine what the family's going through. But situations like these, I've seen kind of everyone, and don't get me wrong, it's great, absolutely great, but I've seen a lot of people starting to lean more towards go hug someone, go grab somebody you love. Yo, that's got to be your energy every fucking day. And we get so caught up in what life has to offer and all these things you see and these wants rather than necessities. And we forget that the most beautiful thing that we're offered is life. We get caught up in bills and stress and all this negative shit when we need to just focus on being thankful that we're here, because we take that for granted. We take that for granted 100%. People don't realize how much of a blessing it is to fucking wake up. You hear people constantly complain about things. And just sit back and think about this. We complain about some of the smallest shit that we as humans have control of. Imagine waking up, not being able to smell, not being able to see, not being able to hear, not being able to walk. Those are real fucking problems. The shit we complain about as humans is absolute bullshit. We complain about things that we control. We complain about things that we've put ourselves in. Situations we've put ourselves in, we complain about it. And it's why me, instead of analyzing the situation, seeing if there's little ways that you can go about things differently to change the outcome of a situation. Because 9 times out of 10, the things we go through, we do them to ourselves. And this Kobe situation is just sad, and he impacted a lot of people. And let me not just say the Kobe situation, the situation in general, because not just Kobe lost his life, but eight other people, his daughter, another family, their daughters, husbands. It's just that I'm at a loss for words. But what I want people to realize is This shit isn't forever. It's not forever. And we fail to realize that. We fail to realize it. Sit back and really think about your life and what you want to do with your life. And don't even plan that far ahead. Live in the moment, because you never know when your time is up. You never know when the man above will call for you. You don't. And you can't run from it. You cannot run from that. There's no running. What's good, baby? I'm back. I had to cut out just because I had a customer. You guys know that I'm at work. I keep on remaking this because I don't feel that it's 100%. But on that note, if there's anything that you can take from this, these few words I've given you guys, just be thankful. Be happy. And lastly, if you wake up, be thankful for that, man. Not everyone's granted that wish. Not everyone gets that. And it's unfortunate, but it's a part of life. So if there's one thing you could take from this, be thankful. Be very thankful for everything you're given. An extra breath, the chance to open your eyes and see life again. Because one thing where everyone's going to have to deal with, and as sad as it is death. We're all going to die one day. And once you realize that, I think you'll take life. You'll stop taking life for granted. And it really start to realize that you need to live in a moment and just love everything about being able to wake up, because not everyone gets that, man. So life is crazy, but it's also what you make of it. I used to always look at life like, damn, what's our purpose? We're brought on this planet just to live and die. And I started to believe that, and that just fucked me up mentally. And I've talked to myself numerous times, and I've told myself, you can't look at it like that, because you won't live. You won't live life. You'll just be present than dead. So if there's anything you guys take from this, live a little more. Be thankful. Not for the materialistic things, but for extra air. Being able to walk, being able to talk. Be thankful for the little things that people overlook. And it's crazy what we go through, but it's what you make of it. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, baby. Don't ever forget that. If you ever need me, reach out to me. I'm always willing to talk, always willing to give some advice. Reach out, man. Don't be afraid. And go conquer life, you heard? And be thankful for everything you're given. It's your boy Kai Boogie. You know that I sweat. And I'm out of here, man. Rest in peace to those who lost their lives in that tragic situation. My condolences are with you, your families. And it's a sad situation. But if you woke up today, man, thank the man above. It's your boy Kai Boogie. You know that I sweat. And I'm out of here, you heard?